Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Said if it's not you, me don't want nobody else. Son of a bitch, I'm not gonna fuck me not chill. 100 with Jesus on the road. See, I would like to try. You say a brand new Benzie. Travel around the world with my family. And won't it be nice to have a fancy house with a mountain view? Or have unlimited streams of revenue? But if that fails to materialize, I'm so open to your will, oh God, in my heart. I don't need anything, 'cause having you is everything. So me just want you, Jesus. Just want you, just want you, Jesus, in my life. So me just want you. Nothing in the world's got my heart, so me just want you.
So me just want you.
See, I can be a real popular gospel singer,
rated
as a number one Grammy winner, chasing the fame and fortune. I can be everyone's favorite artist, all around the world on every gospel playlist. Everywhere I go, the people know my name. But of lately, I've come to realize all these things are good, but in your eyes, I'm not worthy, 'cause I've missed the mark. Now from you, I hear the words depart. So me just want you,
Jesus.
Just want you,
just want you.
Let me just want you. Oh yeah. See, I have set my affections on you, Holy Father. If riches increase, now let my heart be set on it.
You
are the one that my heart desires. Nothing in this world to compare. Let me just want you.
Was our first Caribbean song for the week featuring Trinidad and Tobago's very own Ezekiel Joseph with his latest song, Just Want You, a very beautiful and personal message to the Most High. You know, Ezekiel was recently here in the Bahamas on one of our beautiful islands called Exuma, where he filmed the music video for this same song, and I must say, I absolutely love it. And you know, Exuma has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, hands down. Trust me, beautiful, man, you know. And you know, I just love the story behind Ezekiel getting from Trinidad and Tobago and arriving here in the Bahamas. And one day you're gonna hear that story. But anyway, Ezekiel, big up yourself, keep up the great work. Don't give up. God has a calling on your life, real talk, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, dedicated music minister and bright, focused soldier in the army of the Lord, the world-renowned, led by the Spirit, and sang and cool brother, Todd Delaney. Todd, what's happening, man? How are you?
Hey, Mike D, man. It's always great talking to you. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, yes, man. Absolutely an honor to have you, man. Thanks so much. How's the family doing?
Family's doing great. Kids are all over playing sports. They're growing and getting bigger. Wife is doing well. Everything is great, man. I cannot complain about one thing, and I wouldn't if I could.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's up, Todd? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Todd, your recent worship music continues to emphasize God's victory and faithfulness. You know, but what has God been teaching you personally in this season that has influenced the songs you're writing and leading?
Oh, hey, landlord, man, it's always good to hear your voice. And in this season, God has really been showing me that the higher up he takes you, the harder it is to keep holding to his hand.
Okay.
A lot of people want to be in the spotlight. A lot of people want to be used by God. But it gets harder and harder as he continues to elevate you to hold on to his hand. And that's why I think you'll even hear that in my new music, in this new song, We Say Yes, because it gets hard to say yes when God continues to elevate you.
Wow. You know, that is so very powerful, and it really hit home for me today. Great word.
Todd, let me say this, man. Your new song, We Say Yes, man.
Well,
it's such a great song. Tell us about We Say Yes, Todd. Awesome, man.
Yeah. I think that's the season that we're in right now. Like, we are, you know, we're in a season where everybody wants to do their own thing in this world. But I think God is calling us back to our knees, back to repentance, back before him, and he's asking for a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this probably is one of the hardest songs to live out that I've ever written before. Mm-hmm. Like, to actually say yes to God every day is hard. That's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so but I'm excited about the song, because now I get a chance to invite my brothers and sisters to try and join me in saying yes to God all over again. And so I think the song's going to really, really be a blessing to nations, because we all got to say yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, we live in the Spirit, man. We say yes to the Lord, and his promises are yes and amen to us. We got a perfect relationship with Jesus, man. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yes, we say yes.
Most definitely, Mike. And I believe that's a very powerful message for this season. You know, God is calling us back to repentance, back to prayer, and back to saying yes to him. Great word. Todd, there is a fan of yours, and she has a question for you.
This is Vanessa Smith, all the way in the beautiful island of Exuma, Bahamas, the land we called paradise, with our turquoise waters and our fluffy sandy beaches. Todd, I have a question for you today. Many churches around the world sing your songs every week. What do you hope people experience spiritually when they leave a worship service after singing music you have written? And by the way, The Victory Belongs to Jesus is my jam.
So when I write music, I'm really, really hopeful that the Spirit of God carries the music, not just that they sing the songs, but that God would release power through the words of the song and release healing and create an atmosphere where people can get closer to God. So for me, singing the song is one thing, and having it play on the radio and sending it out on the CD, that's one thing. But actually having an encounter with the Father through the song is my desire. Like, every time I write something, I pray over it that, man, if somebody needs a miracle, that they can listen to it and that miracle would happen on the spot. If we're still believing that God is still doing the impossible, then what is it to him to put his strength and his weight on a song and actually perform through that song?
Nice. Mantua, that right there is very, very powerful. And, you know, it reminds us that music can be more than just entertainment. It can become a vessel of ministry when the words are anointed and people open their hearts to God, and he bring the healing. He bring peace and transformation. And that desire to see people have an encounter with God is what makes the music truly powerful. But guess what, Todd? I know you got to run. But before you go, I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show and just sharing those powerful nuggets with us today. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
Oh, thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks, Landlord. Thanks, Mike D. Always a blessing. And to the Bahamas and to the Caribbean and to all of the islands and even in Africa, you guys are always a blessing to me. Thank you.
We say yes to your will and your way forever. We say yes to whatever you say, your ways. We say yes to your will and your way forever. We say yes to whatever you
Todd Delaney is making an indelible mark with this recording straight from the Word of God, with albums that include Promises Live and his upcoming live album, Back to the Book. And Todd's new single sound, We Say Yes, is giving God all honor and praise as he and we glorify God's holy name. Todd continues to crisscross the globe singing straight from Scripture. And we certainly want to thank the 7-time number one single song artist, Todd Delaney, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Todd also owns and operates his successful baseball facilities for aspiring baseball players just outside of Chicago. And Todd continues to intersect faith with sports. You can't help but say to Todd, right on, brother. Right on.
Mike, Todd is such a talented and gifted brother that has a passion for ministry, music, family, and sports. And he shines through everything that he does. And it's always a honor just having him right here on the show. But coming up next, all the way from the Bahamas, is a talented and gifted female gospel artist, and she goes by the name of Sophia Che. I want you guys to check out her latest single entitled Bless the Lord, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Some days I gotta be honest, it's that waiting phase. Fear has crippled me in my faith, but I just had to get over it. Partner with goodness, which benefits me, releasing control by surrendering, casting all of my cares, my worries on Him. I will bless the Lord. Search and find. He remains the same by blowing our minds. I will bless the Lord at all times. Let His praise continuously be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Let joy fill my heart and let praise collide. I will bless, 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 I'll bless Lord.
In the spirit, now how you expect change? We rather point fingers just to cast blame. Never got your muzzle, now it's a fight to call His name. I get it, they never really taught us how to praise. I've been there, suffering at me, feeling for the grave. You can't stay here, pick up your mat and walk and carry your cross. For you were surely gracier, you've been chosen. I ain't overlooking the fact you had to cry just to get some sleep. Strongholds can be broken when you're gonna open your mouth or make a sound. The enemy was playing darts with your heart, you were too open. Complaints made you a target, you were devoted. Time to counter destroy and make a joyful noise. This is your charge. To reform. focus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy, bless His holy name.
The lovely songstress Sophia J is giving God the glory and blessing His holy name with her song, Bless the Lord. Worship, praise, and gratitude all together from Sophia J, Landlord.
Mike, you are absolutely correct. You know, this song is very powerful. You know, it's a reminder to give God the praise and the glory in every season, and to always remember His goodness and faithfulness. And Sophia J continues to use her gift to inspire, encourage, and uplift lives through her gospel music. So to you, Sophia, keep up the great work. You're doing an awesome job. Don't give up. I know sometimes we all feel like we're not doing what we're supposed to do, but that is the plan of the enemy. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. You'll be very surprised who you are impacting, okay? Good stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, Landlord, as we avoid as much as possible those that would do people harm and no good, we keep in mind to do unto others as you would have others do unto you. That concept is not only golden, it's biblical.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated. We can protect ourselves while still choosing to walk in love. Great word, Mike.
Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist Todd Delaney for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next, he is originally from Jamaica, but he now is living in Canada, the one and only Sonny G, with his latest single entitled Big Up. This one right here is a big tune, real big tune. I love it, man. And I want you guys to check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And remember, if you are a gospel artist, please send your music to us at kaagospel@gmail.com. And that is kaagospel@gmail.com. We would love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Everything in me blesses. up, stand big up. Big up, stand big up. Big up, stand big up.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
I'm done wasting time, oh, I don't need my mind up. You can take the world and the sin that it winds up. I done felt that real love that you stay with me still, love. I'ma give you what you paid for with your real blood. Back then I just tested, then I walked away, but I'm done with the running, cause there's nothing safer than here in your presence. I have found my treasure. I'll do anything you want to have you stay forever. Oh, God, I love a visitation, but I wanna be the destination. So come and make this life your own. This heart, your home, is for you alone.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Lord, my mind and my heart,
make it be steady.
There is one guarantee, no doubt, no. Can I do anything without you? If the world ever falls, let them come take it all. I'm satisfied, we got my king. Let them come be everything. Oh, God, I love a visitation, but I wanna be the destination. So come and make this life your own. This heart, your home, is for you alone.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.